Welcome to Square Gators, the local harness racing show. This is all a part of the Super Saturday Sports Show that you can listen to as to keep up to date with all things happening locally and around the world in the world of harness racing. The show airs on a weekly basis on a Saturday throughout the year and is hosted by local harness racing identity Daniel Hibbert on 1FM Shepparton Radio.
Welcome back to 1FM 98.5, live and local, of course. We're in Square Gators, and what a big day it is in racing. We've got the Mildura Cup tonight in the harness racing world, of course, the week that was in harness racing as well. Dan Hibbard, he's not calling at the Meadows this evening. We might still try and get a tip out of him, though, of course, the voice of RSN, and not forgetting, of course, Caulfield have got the Victoria Handicap today on a soft five, and it's a soggy, heavy 10 for day one of the championships at Randwick for the sires, TJ Smith to Doncaster and the AJC Derby, as I welcome. Dan, how was your week?
Yes, morning stats. It was a very busy day yesterday. 24 races I called yesterday, 10 trots, 2 pony trots and 12 greyhound races. So it was a big day here in Shepparton with the trots in the afternoon and the dogs at night, which is a very rare occurrence. It doesn't, very rarely does Shep ever race on a Friday night, but got to do both meetings. So having the weekend off is not the worst thing in the world. So looking forward to relaxing and probably watching a few races there in Sydney, although I didn't expect to be able to be doing that this afternoon.
And I know, Dan, that you usually love calling at the Meadows, of course, but you're probably glad with this wet weather you're not having to drive down there to see.
Yeah, no, it was heavy rain, I suppose, is a little bit different because you're generally pretty, you know, slow right down, but this misty stuff can make it even more greasy and a little bit hairy. So happy not to be driving down there tonight, and certainly we've not copped the rain that they've copped up in Sydney.
Yeah, it's interesting times, isn't it? I thought they would have called it off, but you're telling me off air it's an upgrade, maybe.
They're potentially going to get an upgrade. I can't believe it. It's they've had 300 mils of rain or near enough to it. Whether Randwick's missed it or not, I mean, it's, you know, but they're pushing on, and I don't know what the racing's going to be like. You'll find out fairly early on with the first couple of races what the track's going to be like. I wouldn't have thought that it's going to be much fun for those in the bigger races later on in the afternoon. But, yep, they're racing up there, and we'll see how it plays out across the day. I mean, it's a massive day for them, but, I mean, you could put your clock to it. Every time they run the Sydney Championships, it pours rain.
So, not forgetting with the clocks too, it's back tonight for daylight savings as well.
Don't want to miss out on that, that's for sure. It's the best night of the year.
And I don't want to alarm anybody who's a racing fan, but Warrnambool's only 24 days away.
It's mad how to think that it's, you know, we're closing in on the Jumps Carnival there. And next thing you'll be in the middle of the year, and you know, the winter championships and so forth at Flemington, and next thing you're at the start of the better races at the back end of August. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, usually once that PB Lawrence comes around, it's usually it comes in at the end of July, early August, and once that's here, and of course Mr. Brightside loves running in that as well, but always kicks off the spring campaign.
It does.
But what was the week that was in local harness racing?
We've had a pretty busy week, so we've got to go all the way back to last Saturday night. Amigos won the first race for Lisa and Mark Pitt. This was a really good performance for the 8-year-old. He's undefeated. He's had 5 starts for 5 wins. He's been a long time coming to the races. They had plenty of troubles with him. He was too good for my bloke, Hephaestus Phoenix. He was a big run anyway. He drew badly. He had to go back, but he was his sectionals were off the chart, so couldn't have been prouder of him in that race last week. But he had no chance to win the race because Amigos was going so well out in front. But well done to Lisa and Mark there with Amigos. Really nice horse, and good work to the connections as well. They've been awfully patient with him and have been rewarded so far. The Finley-owned horse, RC Phoenix, he was brilliant in the Uncle Patrika, beating Just Believe. Crazy Times, 153.5. They're all on their way in, already actually in New Zealand now for the Tab Trot. which is probably looming as one of the best races in memory, if particularly from a trotting perspective. The depth that's going to be in that race next week is quite remarkable, and really looking forward to seeing how all the Australian horses go in that race. Queen Elida was over there already. She's already had a run over there. She ran second the other night when leading, but wasn't a bad run first up over there. So that was Melton last Saturday. Echuca had their traditional Easter Sunday meeting. Hoorah Filtro won the first for Mick Blackmore, James Herbertson. It was a $6.50 chance, 158.5 from the extreme draw. Great effort to win. You can't. Often it's really difficult to win from those second row wide, second row draws at Echuca, but it was able to do it well, 158.5 the rate. Starlight Red won the trots, and we'll get mention her again in a little bit. She was too good there at Echuca. Got up on the sprint lane to score and beat Jansu and Raining Lilies in 2.25. Aero Carpe Diem won for Julie Miss Sutton, Monique Burnett. It was a $1.33 led and was too strong in 2.3. The fourth was won by Self-Exclusion for Ross Graham, Chris Alford, a narrow victory over Noble Julia. They went 2.4. The fifth race was won by Turum CC, Keith Koch and Alex Ashwood, odds on favourite, led all the way. Big win, 14.5 metres, 157.7. The sixth was won by, which was the Tiffany Murray Memorial Mares Post for the female drivers. Eliza Hill for Mark Ledhill and Jordan Chibnall won. Led, too good, 159.1, $11 chance there, added some value to the quaddy. Final Bow made a double for Ross Graham and James Herbertson when it won the next race, and it was a $6 chance, 158.9. And the last was won by Open the Valve for Taylor Fellows and Ellen Tormey. It was a $12 chance, a narrow victory over Alcatraz Girl, who got up on the sprint lane, 2:03 was the mile rate there. The next meeting we look at was at Maryborough on Wednesday, and Donna Castles continues to chip away with winners and usually at big prices, and this was another one. Susie's Dream was able to win the 46-49 trot. It was a $41 chance. Got in the right spot and was too good, winning by 10 metres. They went 2:03.3 for the trip there. A really good performance for the mare, and a big price there. And she's been winning on her horses of recent times and paying big prices too. So even a dollar each way, you'll be well in front on what Donna's producing over the last couple of weeks. That is for sure. The next meeting was at Melton during the week. This was on Thursday night, and Isabel Walsh took Repelling down, and it won the seventh race on the card with Dave Moran in the cart, $1.18. It was a very short price favourite. Led, worked forward to the lead and led and went 154.4 and was much too good, beating Beach Hopper and Stylish Gem. So that was at Melton on Thursday. Well done to the team there. And then yesterday's meeting at Shepparton, the day meeting, 10-race card, all of the races named after the breeding establishments around the area that have got horses in the Nutrien sale. Next, the Friday the 12th and Sunday the 14th, big sales. We've got the race series kicking off next Wednesday with the trotting heats happening at Bendigo. And it was a good day of racing. Wilhelmina Rita won the first for Neil Day. It was $1.65, 157. Got a nice run through the field at the early stages of the race and then was able to produce down the outside and was much too good and did the job well, breaking a maiden, the three-year-old filly. Second race was won by Streets of Madrid for Laura Wilson and Damien Wilson. It, again, got a beautiful run through at the start. A couple of the favourites made mistakes which threw the race in up in the air slightly. There was an odds on favourite full of fight and it ruined its chances with a bad start, and it galloped and Streets of Madrid was in the running line, got a beautiful run 1-1 and was produced at the right time to score. Third race was Our Strategic Miss for Cody Rochtenberger. It was the first leg of a double for her. Was able to get the spot behind the leader, came to the outside and was much too good, sprinting home for a strong victory in 2:08. Admiral of the Fleet was a tough winner for Brian Keezy and Damien Wilson. It was a $2.10 favourite. 2-2 the mile rate there. They didn't go hard throughout the middle stages of the race. And despite the fact he was sitting parked, he was able to tough it out and proved too strong. The run of the day was no doubt the fifth. It was won by Katunga Express, a three-year-old gelding by Sweet Lou, and for John and Ellen Tormey. Drew Barrier 7 came across the face of the field at the start, led without any trouble at all, and then ran 154.7, absolutely dominant, won by 15 metres. He's a very impressive gelding. What his ceiling is, I'm not sure, but he was a brilliant winner of that race there yesterday, and I am sure there's going to be more wins for him going forward, no doubt in the world about that. The sixth race was won by Alabama Lioness. This was the second of Cody Rockenberger's driving double and training double. $13 chance, got up on the sprint lane, just beating the Beach Fantasy and Windsock. They went 159.5. High Flux was another one that got through on the inside to win. It was well backed on fixed odds for Simon Turnbull and Nathan Jack. 156.6 was the mile rate there. Strong performance to score. Interpretation was the winner of the eighth race. It led from barrier 7, came across the face of the field, then took a trail, got up on the sprint lane and charged through to win in 158.2. Good performance there by Interpretation. Starlight Red made it two wins of the week, winning the trot. It was able to lead, took a trail on Lots of Change, who was a very, very heavily supported on fixed odds. It was like $18 or something into about $2.80. They just were falling out of trees to back it. It led and looked the winner about 100 metres out, but just ran out of energy the last little bit. Starlight Red had that nice easy run and nailed it on the line to score. So Lots of Change getting beat there as a very popular favourite. And the last was won by Rolling Ramona at a big price, $34. It was a really good drive from Kevin Whedon back to score. He drew barrier 11. By the time they got past the 1800, he was in the breeze. He took a trail then on the favourite, which was Pay Up or Leave, and then he was able to outsprint it at the finish of the race. They went 159.8 there. So that was the meeting at Shepparton yesterday. It was a busy week, plenty of local flavour, plenty of local meetings. There's racing at Cobram next week, and I know that the nominations for that meeting are pretty sparse. So if you're looking for a run, make sure you have a look at Harness Web and get your nominations in, because there's plenty of opportunity to get a run at Cobram next week.
We might take a break, Dan, let you catch your breath. We'll have a look at this big meeting at Mildura.
Yeah, looking forward to it. It's a tricky one, but we'll see if we can find a winner there, and the multi's a very juicy one, so we'll see if we can land that tonight as well.
And of course, as always, be gambling aware.
Do you need it knocked over or smashed up? Keith McRae Demolitions are your demolition and environmental cleanup specialists. Equipped with EPA trucks and a mobile concrete crusher, they're also licensed asbestos removalists. Call into their yard where they stock a huge range of secondhand timber, steel, aluminium windows, all at super secondhand prices. Call Crowbar Demolitions today on 58299413.
Sponsors of 1FM.
The Shepparton Golf Club is regional golf's hidden gem, right around your doorstep on the banks of the beautiful Goulburn River. With over a century of proud history, the Shepparton Golf Club features regularly in Australia's top 100 courses and is found in superb condition all year round. With first-class dining, entertainment and on-course accommodation, the Shepparton Golf Club provides its members and guests a prestige golfing, entertainment and dining experience that is rich in culture with a warm, welcoming country vibe. For more information on membership, restaurant and event calendar, visit shepparton-golf.net.au and view our offering. Or call us anytime on 5821 2717.
1FM sponsor.
Buying a bed can be overwhelming. With so much choice, how do you know if you've found the right one? BedMatch at 40 Winks takes the confusion out of buying a bed. Our exclusive system calculates your support needs using leading-edge technology. Our sleep specialists can then recommend the best sleep solution for you from our range of leading brand mattresses.
Riverside Plaza, Shepparton.
Station sponsor.
You're tuned to Super Saturday Sport on 1FM, your one stop for all your sports news.
Welcome back to Square Gators on the Super Saturday Sport Show. Of course, it's around 13 minutes to 11 o'clock. Currently, it's around 15 degrees across the region as well, heading towards 16 degrees rain about today, top of 22, as Dan Hibbard tries to find us a winner at Mildura at the Cup meeting this evening. As always, make sure you gamble responsibly.
It is not our particular forte, Mildura, as a rule, and we often it throws up a few curveballs. So I've gone with a fairly wide multi tonight, and hopefully we can. There's probably a couple of ways you can play this. The first leg is race 2, number 5, Springfield Affair for Lockie Cook. It had been racing really well at Melton. It ran third in the Terrain Cup, then the Ararat Cup. No good luck in the Horsham Cup. Then was a really good second behind Bark at Melton. Went to the Mildura Cup. It was a massive price in its heat, and ended up running down the track behind Dangerous. Drops back to a grade tonight where I think it's got a much better chance. Drawn 5, but it's got really good speed. Its best chance in practice, probably its only chance, is if it was able to find the front. I think it's a decent enough hope to do that. Can really get the revs up out wide and then carve across the face of the field to find the lead. Race 2, number 5 is the first leg, Springfield Affair. The second leg is race 4, number 10, Pete Mitchell, who has had a backing already on Fixed Odds. He was a good winner at Maryborough 2 runs ago and was an odds-on favourite there. He then ran in a heat of a heat and final series at Mildura. He ran second last in the heat. He was the favourite, but he had no luck from a very similar draw. I suspect that he might get a bit better luck tonight, given there might be a fair bit more speed in this race. And if he can get into the action at the right time, he can certainly win it. He's had specking on Fixed Odds, which doesn't surprise me as well. So the multi tonight, there's two ways you can do it. You can either take them both to the win, and you're looking, originally you were looking at about the $23. It's probably firmed in a little bit now. But race 2, number 5 into race 4, number 10. If you take them both to win, you're looking at about 20-1. But if you're looking at, I reckon you might even just take them both to run a place, and you're looking at around the $3.60, $3.70 mark. So,
well, they've come in a little bit. Yeah. Like it's now around, it was $14.50,
yep.
But I powered it up to $15.
So when I did it before, it was around the $23 mark, and the money has come for Pete Mitchell, so it's obviously firmed in. But I reckon if you want something, if you have a couple of bucks on the win multi, and then maybe a few dollars more on the place for them both to run a place. You won't be too far away there with those. I think they're both decent chances and they're both decent prices in both in tricky races there tonight. The quaddie, look, it's really hard to line up a lot of this form. The first leg, race 5, is due at 12 minutes after 8. Numbers here are 5, 7, 9 and 10. I'm blinging it. One, it's heat. Kiem Moroccan's drawn inside the second row, but should get a nice run. Triple Rock Saints got really good form, and Arnie's Arm is the other one that has been racing really well. Again, these finals, generally speaking, with the local horses that are in them, they tend to run them pretty hard. So it's usually last man standing at the finish, or woman standing, depending on who's driving. It could be a real battle there in that race. The Cup final is race 6, the Mildura Cup. Numbers here, I've gone wide. It's one of those cups where there's not a real standout. 1, 4, 7, 8, 10 and 11. Little Louis drawn the pole, won his heat. The heats were over 2,100, the finals over 26, so that makes a bit of a difference. Dangerous was a strong heat winner. He's the favourite, and he's the obvious one for mine. He's the obvious one to beat, but I don't know whether he's going to get the lead handed to him on a platter. If he does, it might be nearly all over. Earl of Pembroke's going very well, and then Kowalski Analysis, Helliver, and Serge Blanco, the local from the Duffy stable, if they get the right runs into the race, they could win. It's just one of those sort of races where there's a plenty of things that could happen, and I thought it's probably one of those races where you've got to go fairly wide. Third leg, race 7, tried to narrow it down here. The numbers are 5 and 7, Victory George and Quartzsite. Victory George ran last night, believe it or not. He ran last night and he won. He's going well. As long as he's pulled up well from that run, he's going to be hard to beat again. But Courtside was a good second last week. He did win at Broken Hill in good time before that as well. So his form's pretty strong. It's not the strongest race in the world, that third leg of the quaddy, but tried to narrow it down there with the 5 and the 7, but I'm not really sure on anything else that could win that race. The last leg is the Trotters' Cup. And this, the Trotters' Cups are usually really tricky races. It's usually a short price favourite, and 9 times out of 10, they won't handle the track because it's so tight, they just can't get around it. I put 2, 6, and 7 here. Kai Valley Heist, Ki Yang Zena, and Mercenary. They're the top three in the market, and they're clearly so. The only other one you can entertain is Hatchback, but I don't think he's racing as well as he has previously. Ki Yang Zena, I think, is the one to beat. Mercenary's been flying in recent times as well. Mercenary won ran fifth in the Charlton Cup. But before that, won the Horsham Cup and the Ararat Cup. And if it's going to win the Ararat Cup, you'd think it'd be able to handle going around Mildura tonight. So the quaddy, it's wide, but we'll just see how it goes. 5, 7, 9, 10 into 1, 4, 7, 8, 10, 11 into 5 and 7 into 2, 6, 7. It's 144 for the full whack, but just take it for a small percentage. And enjoy what's usually a good night of racing up there at Mildura on Mildura Cup night.
$10, 6%, Dan.
There we go. Yep, and if we get it, we get it. It's just, as I say, it's not our forte doing Mildura form, so it can be very tricky at times.
Not forgetting we've got Roman Coz coming along to have a look at the big meeting at Randwick after 11 o'clock as well. Have you got anything for us at the Meadows this evening, Dan?
Yeah, it's a good card there tonight. The first leg of the quaddy, number one, Zipping Hopkins, is the favourite there. He's a $2 chance. He ran through the launching pad series. He had no luck in the final of that from box 7. He draws the red tonight. He's a $2 chance. He's going to be very hard to beat, particularly if he can use that box speed to drive through and keep the lead. I expect him to win. Race 8 is the free-for-all. Yachi Bale's performance last week was off the charts. One of the best runs in his career, and I know that's saying something, that he's won a Melbourne Cup, but he beat Morton and Hector Fawley on his merits. He's flying. If he gets the start right like he did last week, they won't catch him. He's $2, and I think he'll be really hard to beat there tonight. So a couple of the legs of the quaddy, we'll try and nail the quaddy down there. The first leg, race 5, number 1, into race 8, number 4, a couple there at the Meadows tonight.
And we'll quickly have a look at Caulfield there, Dan. We'll just go to the feature there at Caulfield on a soft 5, I do believe, for Caulfield. The Victoria Handicap. Look, the carnival's basically over for the autumn now. The Victoria Handicap is a bit of a feature load today. Look, I like race 8, number 2, Buffalo Winner. Buffalo River, I should say. I hope it's a Buffalo Winner. As well as a Buffalo River. It might need to be a bit of a river in the wet this afternoon. But I like Flying Crazy as a bit of a roughie as well. And the Inferno, number 3. So I've backed all of them. I've taken Buffalo River, race 8, number 2, $5 to win. And $2 to win on numbers 3 and 7, Dan.
Yeah, I reckon that's the right play there with Buffalo River, because we know he is a leader, and he loves running at Caulfield, and he's just, when he gets out in front, he's hard to catch. He's had 20 starts over the track for 4 wins and 7 placings, so he's got a really good record there. He'll lead. He's drawn the pole, so he'll get out and run, and he should be really, really hard to beat here. He's coming back from a race where he was up against Pride of Jenny and Mr. Brightside, and he was beaten 5 lengths behind them. There's none of those horses in this race. He'll be very hard to beat.
And, of course, Randwick, the heavy 10. We're amazed it's going ahead, but we think it might be an upgrade later on. The Inglis Sires. Look, I'm just backing the three of them here. I'll talk to Roman a little bit more in depth after 11. But I like Storm Boy. I don't know why they're all jumping off it. I mean, I thought it was unlucky in the slipper. And, I mean, I suppose the wet's an element. But outside of that, I'm happy to have $10 on it today. I'm also backing Coleman and Fearless as well, numbers 2 and 6, but
I would have thought it was more pilot error on the, in the Blue Diamonds. Sorry, in the Golden Slipper.
I can't believe they're all jumping off.
Well, I don't know. And James McDonald goes back on. He obviously won beforehand on him. I think as long as he can handle the track, that's the only issue you've got with him. He has won on a soft, but as long as he can handle the wet. He's going to be very, very hard to beat. He's better than I thought he was. I originally, with the first couple of runs, I thought I didn't know how good he was, but he is a very, very nice colt, and he should be going very close in that race today.
And in the course, the TJ Smith, but as sprinters, I cannot believe Imperatrice is $3.30 for this race. I nearly fell over.
Yeah, it's a very vackable price, and she's had three goes on the heavy and won two of them.
So, loves it wet.
Yeah, so she's going to be really hard to beat. I wish I win wins this race. It's the greatest training performance for Peter Moody's career, and that's saying something given he's got Black Caviar in his history. But, yeah, Imperatrice is going to be awfully hard to beat with a soft track.
My principal bet in Randwick, not to get, we'll be talking to Roman in a minute, but race 8, number 4 for me, Militarise. I'm going to get on it today.
Love this Doncaster Mile. There's basically all the ones down the bottom of the weights are the ones you're going to be looking at. Another Will was just effortless winning last week in the Prelude. He's had two runs on the heavy for a win in a second, so it's not going to bother him at all. The only issue is the car park draw, but that might actually suit him. He's the favourite, and I think he will be winning because Jamie Carr said he's a freak, and I think he gets in under the handicapper and he'll be winning.
AJC Derby, of course, race 9. I'm now on race 9, number 7, Y-Mark. Late entry into the race, won its last 4. I was on Zardozi, but it's out.
I didn't realise I was going to scratch that, so, yeah, disappointed to see that. Riff Rocket's obviously a short price favourite, but again, he'll be competitive, but he hasn't run on a heavy. He's won on the soft before, but tricky race there. By that stage of the day, that track's going to be really, really chopped out.
Thanks, Dan.
Thanks, Stats.
If you have enjoyed the show, then please let us know what you think at our socials. 1FM Super Saturday Sport on Facebook and Twitter, and tune in from 8 a.m. next week to find out more. Till next week, goodbye.